What's up, guys? This is Jorge. We got Taj in the car with us.
Hey, Weezy in the motherfucking building.
Taj says he's never heard a dad joke. You've heard dad jokes. I don't think you know like what dad jokes are.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. Like, if I heard one, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
So tell me one. All right. Even if it's one you told before.
How do you know your vegetable is a fighter?
I don't know. How do you know?
Because he's Brock Lee.
Yeah. Stupid.
Right. Brock Lee. All
right. So we're talking about...
the greatest show ever.
Shut up. That's Rock Lee.
Hey, the fact that you know that shit, you my nigga. All
right. So we're talking about friendship today, right? We just had like a big old like hour and a half conversation, what it felt like, about...
Life in general, too.
Yeah, we went on tangents and everything. Mm-hmm. Taj, you may have to talk a little louder only because you're in the back.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to make sure that this reaches the microphone.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Can y'all hear me, people? What's happening?
This is an audio medium. Like, you can only talk to it. They can respond. They're like, I hear you.
I know.
Okay.
Shit.
But, If you heard our first episode, maybe second, we've talked about our friend Taj, how his personality is and everything like that. And
were they talking good about me, y'all? I want to know.
So write it below in the comments, you know, make sure you write.
Let me know.
Make sure you like,
Taj
subscribe.
Markel on Instagram, too.
Hey, we'll let you do your plug-in later.
We were talking about basically when... We were talking about when we saw the Jones fight, and I was with that girl and her friend, and we were saying how her attitude and like her demeanor.
So, real quick, Taj, we're not dropping any names of people.
Yeah, you know, like real names.
Before you're like, Jessica said this, you know. So no names of people unless they're like our groups of friends or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That's just understandable.
And then I think we're avoiding like certain businesses, you know, so we're not being like associated with that in a way, you know, but we'll say like any bars downtown. So I just wanted to give you that quick run through before, you know, you're like, Jessica at, you know, the Safeway on the 38th, you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So none of that. But we were talking about how that girl was just kind of just a downer the whole time.
Yeah.
She sucked in a way.
She did, because I even got to meet her for a little bit, and I'm like, I wasn't even trying to holler at her. I'm like, you know, everybody's having a good time. Kiwan's talking to her homegirl. And I'm like, I just want to come up, introduce myself, say what's up, you know what I mean, shoot the breeze. And she automatically had an attitude or like a stank face toward me like I was trying to get at her. And I'm like, hold up now. Like, and that's one thing that really gets on my nerves, when girls automatically assume you're trying to holler at them.
Right.
Instead of just trying to be nice. You know, especially in the sense of...
Maybe we should talk about that.
Like, chivalry? Like, is chivalry dead?
No, like...
like, girls in general.
Well, like that, because that plays into that. Like, you know, you're just trying to be nice and hold open the door. And sometimes, like, exactly. I had this... This hasn't happened all the time, but I had it once where one girl was like, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, I'm just holding the door open.
Right.
What does that have to do with me, like, trying to get into your pants?
Exactly.
Like, it has nothing to do with it. I just thought it as a nice gesture. I was a Boy Scout before, so...
Exactly.
You know?
This is something that... And I'll do it for anybody, you know what I'm saying, if they happen to be walking through at that moment. And it kills me when they say, there's no chivalrous guys left, you know what I mean? They're not out here. And then they'd be the same ones that'll do some shit like that.
Yeah.
That
right.
The reason why we brought it up is because we're saying that maybe this girl, like the girl I was talking to, her friend, is like you in a sense. Because a lot of people can be put off by you because, you know, you're very reserved. And like, it looks like you're not interested sometimes. And... You're just like in your own zone. And, but we,
sometimes you got that resting bitch face.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
and you just chilling. Like, we know you're good, but you just,
that's what I'm saying. We know you. We're like, he's just chilling.
Right.
But some people can look at you like, what's wrong with him?
Right.
You know, so that's why we brought you up. Because, like, that can be her, too.
Right.
That can be her.
That makes sense. That makes 100% sense. Because she could have been on the same stuff. Like, that could be her personality.
Yeah.
But if you're if you get that vibe from everybody, you know what I mean? It's like, how can you tell if that's just her personality or if she's just really being an asshole? That
right.
You know, you mean if everyone gets that vibe from her?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, if you're getting that vibe from anyone, you might be the person that's an asshole.
Right. For real. And 9 times out of 10, when that happens with me, there's at least somebody who we meet that night who's like, this fool is cool. What are y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I make it a point to, you know, let people know who I really am. Like,
yeah,
I'm
you don't.
A nice guy.
You don't. Right.
But I also no bullshit. Like to test people who we do interact with. Like, I'm not just going to be all friendly to everybody.
No. Yeah.
So then what about the people that, like, it's just like a bad day for them? Like, maybe she was just having like a bad day and her friend dragged her out
right,
for that.
Right.
Like,
no, I've seen her twice. Yeah. She's been the same way.
That's the
all right,
thing.
Well,
that's
I'm saying like we haven't met her twice. Yeah, we only right. met her once, so we can only go
and
off that one instance.
That's
a
logical
conversation
explanation,
one time
though.
Too, the other day, Kiwan, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, so, or I don't even know if you just brought it up, but you were like, I've interacted with her again, and she was not. She was the same. She was acting bitchy that day, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So,
we're going to take a selection from... Nah,
we're going to take
so
a collection.
Pull up, so, we're pulling up our poll that we posted on Twitter. No, I'm joking.
We're not there yet, y'all, but guess what? We on the way. I'm just a guest on this podcast, but y'all will hear me from time to time.
Oh, best believe.
You'll be back, yeah,
you know
for sure.
Unless you pay. Unless you
like me.
Yeah.
Who don't like me?
All right, moving on.
All right.
So, in that instance, like, we got people like that. What about the good people that we vibe with? You know, it doesn't have to be girls or guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean,
it could be
like, either or is what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter who you meet. There's people that, like, you can click with right
yeah.
away.
Automatically,
hell yeah.
yeah.
Hell yeah. And that happens too, like, or people who not everybody vibes with, you know what I'm saying? But at least one of us are like, yo, he or she was cool as fuck.
I like, felt like that happened with you and that, my coworker that, you interacted with.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna say her name, but like, I felt like when you met that night, I even felt that. I was like, they seem pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel that, like, when you
Are
first
you
talked to her?
Talking about the coworker you were with the other day?
Yeah, and you were with a long time ago?
yeah.
I was like, which one are we talking
about? Of it, because that night we hit it off, you know what I mean? And it was just a genuine connection that we had that night, and it wasn't even on anything more than just liking how each other
right.
were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It led to more.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of examples of that. And there's like times when people who I don't really necessarily fuck with off top, I'll look over, y'all be at the bar when I'm cracking up.
Yeah.
Like y'all are best friends. I'll be like, how the hell are you vibing with this person right now?
Yeah.
Right.
Like Petey.
Peter
Parker.
I've told y'all, I don't have vendetta against him.
No, you don't. But and you could tell that.
I mean, Kylo keeps bringing it up like, you don't like him. I'm like, I don't have a judgment against him at all.
But
right.
I think you can saying that you aren't as, like,
you're
know,
not as friendly open, with that person
yeah, exactly.
with other people.
Especially when it, you know, knowing who you are and how you interact with everybody, that's somebody who obviously rubbed you the wrong way at one point in time.
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying. He's just going to be way more brash. Like, you don't fuck with him. Like, mm-hmm. why not? Like, nah.
But Kylo's like a straight shooter. Like, he'll just get to the point about a lot of stuff.
Right.
Where I feel like sometimes we're like, well, maybe there's like some good to him. Like,
We talked about that too. Like, we were talking about like what we're grateful for, and I was like, I'm grateful for the friends I have,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are part of why I'm like strong of after all the things that happened, because you guys are like straightforward and you like let me know your actual opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You're not afraid to tell me anything,
mm-hmm. right.
which keeps me grounded. Like if you guys held things in and I felt everything was like, you know, Rosie and Daisy, you didn't tell me what was actually up.
Rosie and Daisy. Oh, like butterflies and rainbows. Yeah. I was like, Rosie. I've never heard Rosie and Daisy before.
Like when you smell the when you smell the flowers, like it's like, oh, right. This smells good. Like this is it.
It's because you don't need a yes man. No, right?
Like, but there's a lot of friend groups where it's like that.
I contend that you do need a fake friend around the corner somewhere. You need somebody who will be fake with you or be a yes man to you so you can appreciate the motherfuckers in your life who won't ever say yes to some bullshit.
Right, you need to compare it to something in order exactly. for
you
to...
I mean, I can see that from afar, though. You know, I can see that from afar.
But sometimes you won't realize it. He's saying that, exactly. like, sometimes you just need that person there because I've had a bunch of fake friends, mm-hmm. you know. Like I said before, you know, and I've told you this before, like I don't like bringing up my age, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm older than you guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we're going to have to get into that later because they don't know you. They know us. But I've gone through certain things, you know, and I've had a bunch of fake friends. Like when I moved out here, mm-hmm. I had a bunch of friends that are like, yeah, we'll be friends with you. And then I just lost contact with them mm-hmm. constantly. And I'm not talking like, you know, maybe like five friends. I'm talking like 30 plus friends, mm-hmm. you know, which is huge.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, I came out here not knowing anyone. Mm-hmm. So my few close friends over there, you know, I'm still good with. I can hit up at any moment, you know, and they're like, yeah, let's kick it. You're in town? Cool. Yeah. Oh, I'm flying out to Colorado. Like, let's kick it. You know, mm-hmm. those people I consider great friends. Mm-hmm. You know,
and running into those people who those 30 or so friends who aren't real, that makes you fucking appreciate the people in your life
just,
who are
just
real.
Having you guys as friends, like meeting you guys, like you guys, I know, like you guys got my back,
right?
You
but
know,
you can see the difference, like the clear cut difference in like, these fools ain't, you know, as much as me and you talk shit, Jorge, you know what I mean, and we be like butting heads and stuff. You always know that, like, if you hit me, I'm not going to, like, be like, yeah, I don't fuck with you or vice versa. Like, I know if I hit you, it's not going to be on some, you know.
I know that if you hit me or if I hit you, there's usually a reason behind, you know, that came up. Like, because we're not the type of people to get pushed to that. Kiwan, you're not that person either. If you ever swing on someone, Kiwan, like, I'm
this
like, that someone did.
Hitting literally. I'm talking about hitting me on the phone. I'm talking about
but I mean, it applies to the same thing. But it applies to the same thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
if I physically hit you, you know, like there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You know, if you hit me up on the phone, like you know, there might not be a reason to it, but I know that you can trust me to answer that phone,
right.
regardless of what it is.
For real.
You know,
or
so it applies to both things.
Or a callback, yeah.
Like that's what I was trying to get at. I wasn't trying
like
to say
when Kiwan was out of town and I was calling you. And I'm like, yo, what you doing tonight? And even though we both really wasn't with shit that night, we talked for at least like 10, maybe more minutes, like just shooting the breeze, you know what I'm saying?
Kiwan and his random, like, I'm going to Portland. What the hell?
Right.
From where?
For real. And who? And that's what we were saying, like, who the fuck are you going out there for? And we both knew, like, there's no way you're going to Portland, Oregon for you to go see a waterfall by your dad, right. No.
He's like, it's
way.
No one.
I
it's
research. I research.
No, you research, but you don't research that well, all right?
We knew off the top, like, no.
That was like the first thing you said, like, it's like, yeah, Kiwan going to Portland. You told me the same thing. It's for some girl. Yeah, it is.
Yep,
he tried to say no. What did he say to you? He said no, too. but before we get into anything else, because we did this before in our first episode, but Taj, you got to give us like your stats, like your age, what gender you identify as, how tall you are.
<I'm done.
laughs> No, but it's like it's a way for like the listeners to like picture like in their head like who you are. So if for whatever reason,
what's up, ladies?
For whatever reason, you know,
it's your
like
boy Taj,
all right,
Markel Fisher. Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all my full name. Because I don't give a damn what y'all try and do. Mm-hmm. I'm 6'7". You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I'm about 6'3", maybe.
Yeah.
I identify as a human being who's male. And I'm 27. I'll be 28.
In about a week, baby!
Next week, Tuesday.
Yeah, baby.
To Chi-Town. For the first time, come fuck with your boy. January 22nd, I'm going to be out there. Holler at me. Yeah.
I didn't know he was going to Chicago.
I don't know either.
Yeah, because I'm like, Kiwan, I don't be like telling y'all.
Oh, you going out for a girl, huh?
Hell no. Hell nah.
All right. But yeah, so we still got a Kylo and a Med. At some point they'll be on here too.
Those are the homies too.
Yeah.
Me and the homies.
We talked, so Kiwan and I talked about like how we have like this group of friends and everything that at any point we can hit you guys up, you know, for whatever it is, you know, and someone will be there to like talk with us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if I hit up a Kylo about something, like I know he's going to answer, you know, and talk with me about whatever it is. If I hit up a Med the same way, Taj the same way, Kiwan the same way, and it's vice versa for all of us.
As much as y'all all piss me off, y'all all piss me off in y'all's own right. I know that if I call one of y'all, even if you don't answer, if I leave a voicemail or a text message, y'all are going to hit me back immediately and find out what's going on and how y'all can be there and help, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, what we went through last year, you know, that just really showed me, like, how down everybody is for each other, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Not to get all sentimental.
No, we talked about last year and, like, how, like, it sucked for each of us in our own way. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, like we have a great group of friends, you know, and like I said, you know, I lost a lot of friends that I thought were good to me, you know, and I came out here and I was like, these guys, you know, they got my back. I didn't grow up with them like in any way, shape or form, you know, but I know that we have a good bond like amongst each other.
Yeah.
You know, like for whatever reason, I became your guys' friend and in your group, you know, and like that's like you guys said, it's a hard thing for anyone to do. You know, and I think that applies to like a lot of group of friends, like outside of just this one. You know, everyone's got their core group of friends that they always hit up and always hang out with all the time. And it's hard for other like outsiders to kind of pop in, especially people that they didn't grow up with or, you know, or know anything in like that area. Like I have almost no idea about Denver stuff, you know, as far as like that goes. You guys are always telling me like, oh, yeah, the Nuggets practice over here like back in the day. You know, artist Kyle used to go like play over here like back in the day. Like, I didn't know about that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell you some stuff about the Bay Area, you know, that you guys wouldn't know. But it's always cool to like step outside of your comfort zone and like meet a new group of friends and be like in that. God damn, they all got into an accident right here. Like I said, this is a car cast, so we see everything from the car.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and it's going down right now, y'all. But no, that's real. And just a small example, because I really believe, too, like, you're going to have some core friends who are with you. And you're lucky to really have one core friend that sticks with you for life.
All you really need is one.
Yeah, actually. That's it. And like, even the Bible says, like, you're blessed to have one real good friend. And I always thought that was true. But, like, I have friends who we were cool, you know, 10 plus years, you know, 10, 15 years. And I'm just now finding out, like we're on some totally different shit. You know what I'm saying? So I love the fact that life always sends you curveballs and, you know, gives you new friends and people you can rock with who are like-minded. And it's usually some people who you never thought it would be. You know what I'm saying? You always try and cultivate this friend who you have in your mind, like, who's gonna be your best friend, you know what I'm saying? And then life shows you, like, no, your truest friends are really usually people who you don't even expect, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, even me and Kiwan, when we met in second grade.
I was like, hype our shit up.
Let me finish my story, right now. But, you know, when we met, we had other friends in our group, you know what I'm saying? We had Justin, we had Xavier, we had Chris Strudwick, you know. And I'm just saying everybody's name like I'm not supposed to.
But
anyway, hopefully y'all listen to this podcast, y'all three. And
they're going to pull up like the yearbook. Like, they talking about this person?
I need my check. Y'all talked about
my check. Come get that check.
Probably at the time we thought like this is gonna be the group for life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, of course, that always happens,
man. And even in school, me and you just started talking more, and like we exchanged numbers even though we didn't talk to each other once over the phone.
Oh no.
I feel like that was like every elementary school in like the 90s, you know, early 2000s. Like, you're like, I'll hit you up, we'll call. Like, you had a few friends that you actually went to those birthday parties, you know, but like other times it's like, oh, I just know them in school,
right?
Yeah, you know? I basically I'll tell the story. Like, so me and Taj, we were friends for, you know, second grade to was like third.
Yeah,
so like third grade, was it at the end of third grade?
Yep.
You say, I'm moving to Atlanta, bro. And I was like, what? Mm-mm. I was like thrown off. I'm like, we about to get ready for fourth grade. And right. then all of a sudden you like, no, I'm moving to Atlanta. So I'm like sad. And I'm like, no. So I like,
you tell me?
I like lied and said, I'm moving to Atlanta too. And you was like, can't wait to see you in Atlanta, bro. And I was like, yep, knowing damn well, ain't no chance I'm going to Atlanta.
Hey, and I didn't find this out till decades later, and some. And while I'm in Atlanta, I'm telling my mom, like, we're going to just fucking run into Kiwan somewhere, like on the street or something. I'm like, no, Kiwan's coming. He said him and his family are moving to Atlanta, too. So there's, like, maybe a year of me really believing that one of my best friends is about to come move out here to Atlanta, Georgia. That shit was hilarious.
The reason why I also said that, because I told my mom, I was like, would you ever move to Atlanta? She's like, maybe. Mm. And I just thought, okay, we might move to Atlanta.
Man, you know? It's so funny how kids be making plans.
Like, but it's like, that's your perception of time.
For
like,
real.
When you're 5 to 8 years old, like, that's all you know.
For
like,
real.
To hear someone else like, oh, you need to do this. It's like, yep. I'll just come to that bridge when it happens. Exactly. Like, you're just, when you're a kid, you're living in the moment.
Yep.
When you're a teenager, you're not thinking of like the future too far. You're thinking like maybe a year or two ahead.
Exactly.
When you're high schooler, like sometimes you're thinking far off in the future. Sometimes you're still reminiscing in the past.
Right.
When you're an adult, it's like, oh shit, this shit's happening right now.
In the moment, right?
Like, you're no longer living in the moment. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to plan like 5-10 years ahead of my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously things don't go as planned all the time. You know, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking, okay, like I mess up here. This is what I need to do next.
Right.
You know, but as friends, when you're kids, like, I have like a handful of friends
your life
that like
around your friends too.
Yeah,
when you're a kid.
You're like, oh, what time are you going to the park? Cool, mm-hmm. I'll meet you there.
Yeah,
you know, it's,
and then like you're telling everybody in the family or whatever, I have to be at the park.
Yeah, like, that's the big deal. Like,
yeah, it's not nothing else. Like,
even birthday parties was like that. Like, if you missed a birthday party,
I'm his
you
best
was
friend.
Pissed.
I know he likes this toy.
Right.
We had to get it. It's a $50 toy.
For
like,
real.
But it's like his favorite toy.
Man.
You know. And I don't know how many times, like, you guys felt like this, but I always felt like shit, like, you know, as I got older, like, my mom paid, like, all this money for this kid,
yes.
you know,
yeah,
and I never thanked her, her for it, but I was always that kid, it's like, I got it for you,
right.
you know,
yeah.
like, damn, like, my mom did a lot
yeah,
for, like, shit like that.
And I always, like, my mom would take me to, I only remember really one party in kindergarten. She took me to Toys R Us for my, he was a white guy too, Jared. And, he was so fucking cool. Like, he used to come to school with, his polo. He'd have a polo on. This is kindergarten, like, and he would, have jeans on and he'd have his polo tucked in his jeans. I swear he had a mustache too in kindergarten. And I was like, this fool is so damn cool. He had the slick back hair. And he just fucking loved me as, you know what I'm saying? He's like, this fool Todd is cool as fuck. And he invited me to his birthday party. So we went to the Toys R Us. We got him something. But I painted, I had this gold paint from these, you know, those model cars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had some gold paint. So I painted a rock gold. And I put the rock in the bag with the rest of the presents. And I remember he loved that shit. But it's funny because that next summer, going into first grade, we moved to another school. So I'm calling. He gave me his number. I'm calling his the phone every single day. And I'm just calling and leaving messages. And they didn't answer the phone any of the times. And his dad calls back one day. And I just hang up the phone. And because I had called like 12 times that day, and he's like, his dad goes, my mom answers the phone the second time his dad calls, and he goes, hey, this is Jared's dad, and we really love Taj and everything, but he's called my work phone this whole summer trying to get in touch with Jared. And my mom, like, ended up going off on me and everything, like, why are you calling this man's work phone? And I'm like, that's the number my friend gave me for their house. Like, what the hell?
But as kids, like, you don't always realize that.
Right,
like, oh, my dad went in. Like, it's crazy now because, like, little 5-year-olds will have cell phones.
Exactly.
You know, and we, as kids, we didn't have that.
No.
You know, it's like, oh, call the house phone, yep. You know, or if you had a cell phone, call after 7 or call mm-hmm. after 9,
yes.
You know, it's free. Oh, you're Verizon too? Cool. That's mobile yeah, to mobile. That's exactly. free too.
We get mm-hmm.
you
know, minutes together.
But and that was like,
there was always that girl who's like, yo, you cannot call my house after 9 in the morning.
Cause yeah.
somebody's there. My 5th grade girlfriend, Miriam, I'm still looking for you, boo. If you're out there, if you're listening, this is Todd.
We said not to drop names over here.
Just do it. He's made. Shoot that shot.
This is the one episode where it's going to be a lot of...
You
know what I'm saying?
Great Foley work.
If you listen to this, holla at your boy. Because I looked you up on all social media platforms.
Yeah, I can't find
it. It's going to be the same thing. She's going to be hitting us up on our work phone. Who is this? Right. Hey,
this is my work phone.
We know Taj is your friend, but come on. You can't be hitting us up
here. To get back to the
hey, you're desperate, bitch.
the friend thing. I think I mentioned it either episode 1 or episode 2 on how, like, I got back with you, like, became friends with you guys again. Mm-hmm. Like, I was telling, like, I was hanging out with these group of friends that basically they were prudes and, like, fucking, like, boring as fuck. And, like, I remember seeing you guys every lunch period. It was you, I met, and Kylo. And you guys were always walk somewhere, and you guys were always laughing and always having fun. And I used to be like, I want to, like, be with them. Like, that shit's fun, because...
Can you, I roll with you? Can I hang with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I used to be over there. I'd be like, okay, like, what y'all doing? Right. And I remember one day.
I literally don't remember that. Like,
yeah, I remember it till this day. I didn't know what Kylo.
You were always with us. Like, I literally.
No, because I remember I was hanging out with these two people. One, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. They were boring as fuck, and they were always serious.
They gonna know who you talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, nigga, I don't fuck with them. so
no, but that's then. True. Like that's what we're talking about. Like friendship. Like yeah. you got those so, friends.
It
so
just you... felt right yeah. when I was around y'all. I was yeah. like, I fit there,
exactly.
And I told you, and I think I told him too. Like when I first started hanging out with you guys, and you guys will always make fun of me. Mm. At first, I was the most sensitive person ever. I used to be like I used to be butthurt. I'm like, why are they talking to me like that? Like, I'm nice to them. What are they doing? Because y'all will make up jokes that I'll be like, I will go home, not cry, but I'll be sad. I'll be looking in the mirror like, do I really look like that? And then like, once I started, you know, hanging out with you guys more, I was like, oh, like, that's just their personality. Like, they fuck with me.
Yeah,
yeah y'all still do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you mentioned it earlier, you was like,
yeah.
He used to make jokes, and you'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? And then, like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
That's how, like,
but
I got into
it. Is the strongest out of all of us. I will contend that because... He's the least offended, like, or at least he has a great poker face because mm-hmm. he never's ever just stormed off like, yo, fuck y'all, mm-hmm. I'm cool on y'all. Like, I definitely did that to many groups of friends, like, I'm not fucking with y'all, or you know what I'm saying. And for me to clown so much, I used to be really sensitive my damn self. Like,
I mean, let's be honest, all y'all were like.
Exactly.
You,
I
mean,
I think
Kylo,
that's why
like,
we joked so much because we were really insecure.
Oh my
about
God!
Ourselves.
Let someone else say oh, like man. Something about them.
Kiwan used to be like fat ass motherfucker. I was like kind of overweight, so I would immediately.
I
had to fight back so many tears. Like, why would he go straight to my weight like that?
Bro, that's what I was like extra sensitive. I was like, don't you ever talk to me like that.
No, hold on, you fat ass nigga. Oh, I felt like somebody stabbed me.
Oh!
That shit was hilarious, though. And then, yeah, and you know, Ahmed and Kylo, they were sensitive in their own right.
Oh my
Ahmed,
God, they still are.
He's ready to fight you as soon as you
yeah.
put on him. And Kylo, he just goes, oh, okay, for real.
And then he's butthurt and won't talk to you.
Exactly.
Or have snarky remarks.
Right. No, he'll have snarky remarks like all the way back, exactly. Whatever it is.
And then he'll go, he'll call his girl, and then he'll be on his way home somewhere. But that's, yeah, Kiwan, you've always been the one. And Jorge is sensitive, too. You know it. Because if we said some of the things that we said to... Kiwan.
No, because it took me a while to get, like, on your guys' thing. But, like, because, like, I told you guys, like, when I first met you guys would always try to clown me or whatever. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and just get clowned the whole time because this shit going to go on forever. I better say some shit back.
Right.
You know, and I would say some shit back and you guys would go, ooh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
But
never mind
that. But do you notice that we've never, like, talked about your height?
No, you guys did in the beginning.
No.
Well, Ahmed,
I don't remember.
Ahmed did.
No.
Sorry, I had to backtrack on that. Ahmed did.
He's going to be the friend, like, if he ever gets some fame, he's going to get come at by the homosexual, LBGT.
And he wouldn't care either.
For real. Fuck them. Fuck all them. Like, bro, hold up. Yeah. What are you talking
about? Think about what you just said right now. I don't give a fuck what I said.
And then, like, in some, like, private talk that we have with him, he'd be like, man, I kind of messed up on that. Yeah. That was my bad.
What should I do, bro?
Right.
How should I make, like, this
apologize?
Better?
And after saying fuck it 8 times, he'll go apologize.
No, that's what I was telling him, too. Like, we rarely, like, other than Ahmed, we rarely, like, mention his height. We've never been, like, you know, talked about him. Yeah. And, like, that's why he said it, too, like, he feels like a connection too. Like when we're out, he doesn't feel like I'm like talking like down to him when I'm
And to add to that, it's because we genuinely don't want to hurt our friends when we're clowning. Like that's always been the thing. That's never been discussed in my opinion, that we really don't want to hurt our friends when we're clowning. Yeah. Even when we're just saying some crazy ass shit. Like you, when we talk about you, we talk about your height. We would talk about your height, but to us, that was like a fucking. It's dope.
That's why I realized.
We thought like we're not really down talking him. We're actually making fun of something that is actually extravagant about him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But in your mind, we also got to find out like, nah, sometimes I don't like being this tall because all eyes are on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we got to see it from a different perspective. Like, oh, okay, even people who have traits about them that most people want, you know what I mean, feel outcast sometimes because
they're of those
the
traits.
Only one. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've been there because I'm not, you know, I'm not super tall, but I'm not super short either, you know? So I've been in there where I'm like the only dude in there who's, I'm towering over everybody, and motherfuckers is just looking up at me, and it starts feeling awkward. So I could definitely picture from your perspective, which is 3 stories higher, what you're saying though.
But we got. I feel like amongst us, like it's an unwritten rule. It's like we know each other's boundaries. I felt like when I first met you guys, like a week or two after I really hung out with you guys, I was like, they're really testing like how far they can kind of push things.
Yeah. They
I get to a point where it's like, no, that's not cool, they're like, okay, you know, like, but they understand like not to step into that territory again, you know. And there's been times when like you guys will say something like, damn, that was kind of bad, like my bad.
I know that I can't do to you, Jorge, because I never, like I reiterate, I never say things that are gonna intentionally hurt you.
Right.
Like you about your height, I feel like that would be trying to
diminish or demean.
Yeah.
Right.
Like when I grab on Kiwan and stuff, like I know he's somebody who could take it. I know that if I grab on Jorge, he's going to fucking grab me back. And it's going to be a little bit more physical. Than
y'all done it before. Exactly. Like,
I remember we was in the fucking
y'all
street.
Y'all were drunk.
We was drunk in the fucking street. I went up to Jorge, grabbed him from the back, and this fool paused. But
yeah, I was like,
grabbed him from the back, and this fool just dropped all his fucking weight, and we just both fell in the street.
I was like, what is going on?
That shit was hilarious, man.
Y'all just laughing. But yeah.
But I told you, like, never put your hands on my shoulder. Like, try to lean on me, because I'm not going to take it. Like, I'll dip. you know. But like with you, like that's different. Yeah, like if Keywon did that, like that's different. Like I might tell you guys, like, hey, that's like a one warning type of thing. Like you might do it again, but you know we're gonna have problems.
Right. Just like Ahmed, like when he got hit in his face. You know what I mean? And most people don't want to get hit in their face at all. Like, but that's never been a thing amongst us, except for him. He'll fucking do that shit to somebody.
Yeah, and then like start laughing.
Exactly.
Like, the minute you do it back to them, all right, let's go now. Like,
hey, was you with? Nah, Jorge, you wasn't with us last time. One of the last times I met was here.
I was in California because he said he was gonna come like a week or two early. No, he said he was gonna come like a month earlier.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's like, "Where are you at?" And I was like, "I'm in California. What are you talking about?" He's like, "Oh, you would go." I'm like, "You told me this date." Like,
right. And we're in the line for fucking the View House, and this fool like slaps Keywon, and it wasn't hard or anything, but I was like, "Bro, like chill out, like, cause if he did that shit to you, you'd be fucking ready to do what you did to Kylo."
Yeah.
And then this fool got all in his feelings about that shit. He's like, "Oh, you're right." Then he starts getting all butthurt. "Oh, that's how y'all think I am? Oh, all right, all right." I'm like, "Fool, how do you call yourself getting mad at me telling you not to do this thing that you don't like people doing to you?" That is a
conundrum. That man can never be wrong. He's got to be right.
He doesn't have empathy.
Even when he's wrong and you call him out, he's like, "But did I say that? Right. Did I say this?"
Remember the whole, we're getting off a little subject, but like, we were arguing about the Lakers and Nuggets.
Who's got a better dynasty or whatever.
I told Taj, I was like, I knew I was right because he'll pause and he'll start making a conversation about something else. And then he'll get mad and be like, "Fool, like, that's it. That's how it is. Like, that, bro, you can't tell me." I'm like, "Yes, I can."
Right, those are not facts, man. Those are just how you feel. You have to actually come with facts. That's what he doesn't do. He'll just say, "Because it is. Because that's what I said." Like a parent who can't tell you why you shouldn't smoke cigarettes even though they do.
That's right.
Because you shouldn't. Like, no, give me a reason.
Yeah.
Right. And there are good
when you
reasons.
Stop, I'll stop.
Right.
But don't get it mistaken. Like, we'll go to bat for Ahmed.
No,
like,
well, as our best we're saying life. It because like, we're yeah, that
like,
close.
As
to him.
Yeah, as close friends, like,
fuck him.
I know.
Like,
he's gonna be like, "Oh, so that's how y'all feel,
yeah.
huh?"
Yeah. Watch him hear this.
Hey, he gonna try and get this deleted off the internet.
Yo, y'all fake. Y'all fake as fuck.
I want them pressed in charges and everything. I want them
pressed.
They
name dropping me.
Right.
All right. I couldn't get a job after this.
In Denver. But, sir, you don't live in Denver. I don't care.
But if I tried, I couldn't, right? Like, you live. All right. Whatever. But
can
yeah,
they see me on video?
Yes, no, they can.
is the flash on in
The lens cap is on. No, we're gonna
cut the music up with the headphones, please.
This goes out to my
daddy was a fool.
Mama was too.
Oh my god. I'm in hell. I'm in literal hell.
Don't go to school, fool.
We gotta hit him with a little ad lib.
Yeah. But I feel like that's our friendship dynamic. Like we might clown on each other, you know, but it's all love in a sense, you know. I feel like it's just like testing us for that thick skin, you know, because out here, it's like people talk shit to you all the time. And how many times do we see people like, "Why you bully me?
Right.
Like, why are you being so mean to me?" Like for us, it's like, all right, whatever. Like how much patience do we have for a lot
for
of different
real,
things?
That's real.
Like the one thing that I really remember was it was us three walking up and it was like this drunk guy and his friend walking down towards us.
I think that was a Kylo.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a Kylo, yeah.
Because Taj would have probably went off.
But this guy was like, "Oh, you tall, Kunta Kinte?"
Oh, my
right?
God.
Right? And, like, we all just kind of turned around, like, ooh. And I'm sitting there, like, if they run at him, right, like, I'm going to run in, too, but try to get ahead of them.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, like, the amount of patience we have for, like, the type of shit that
was
we
I
deal
there?
With.
You was not there.
No,
yeah, because I would
have. No, I remember it was a Kylo. Yeah, but, like. But, like, we say that we're going to go crazy, but, like, in the moment, a lot of times we're like, it's not even worth it. Yeah. Like, it's cool. It's whatever. Like,
because there was
another reason why I didn't do that. It's because, like, let's be honest. Like, if a black man attacked a white dude, doesn't matter what they said,
yeah,
I'm right. fucking toast in right. general. So yeah. I'm always thinking like, okay, is this the right decision to make?
Mm-hmm. But you know? I'm saying like, if it, like we have thick skin yeah, over a lot of different things.
I agree with what you're saying
too. You know, cause it's like, people can be like, oh, fuck you then. It's like, all right, cool.
The reason whatever. Why I have thick skin is because the motherfuckers who talk shit about me, like Taj, Kylo, Ahmed, even Jorge, like, you guys come up with shit I've never heard of. Like, I'll hear some shit. I'll be like, what?
Wait, well, what did Ahmed say about your nose
pierce? I got a nose pierce recently, and he said, you want to be Tupac so bad. But you're like 7 feet tall, so you're tree pop. I was like, that is the funniest shit I've ever heard.
like,
but like he, shit like that. Like,
Ahmed would have never. His jokes were terrible back in the day. Oh, but because he's been kicking with all of us,
yeah,
he even got better at that.
No,
shit.
Some of that shit's still bad. He'll say shit, and we're like, yeah, what? And he's like. That was funny. Right. Like,
Ahmed will kick you out of his car for not laughing. At
this That's how he be. Why do you think I drive all the time?
But yeah, just going back, like you guys are very creative and like saying things that I've never heard of because I usually hear you tall as fuck or like
I dunk on your ass,
yeah, or yeah. something like that. And I'm like, that's stupid. Like, I'm just looking at him like, okay,
for real.
But
yeah, you're right too, like. Even because there was one night when somebody said something to you. One thing, like, you can say a lot to me, and you can, like, I don't even want to say this because people might try me. But
ooh, do it then.
Let
do
a
it.
Nigga try me.
Send it.
Try me.
I'm going to go about a motherfucking family.
But nah, like, when it comes to my friends and family, that's when, you know, I borderline blackout when people, you know, try them. And somebody came up to you and said something, Kiwan, which this is rare because most people are coming up to you with, like, smiles and everything, you know. But they said something slick, and I had turned around, you know, like, hold up, who the fuck do y'all think y'all talking to, you know what I'm saying? But for whatever reason, I calmed down, you know what I mean? And I think it's because I know what group of friends I hang out with, you know, it's not worth it for us. We're bigger than even stooping down to their level, you know, not to be cliche. But I've been in situations with groups of friends where we're ready. We fought literally off of words, you know what I'm saying? And where motherfuckers is in the street, like, bleeding, and the police is coming, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that I have people around me who I know it's never gonna go to that level. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not worth it. Exactly. And
right. But I mean, like, there's nothing to gain from that. Like, yeah, like you said your word, you hit that person.
For us, like, even
this person doing
even when we're not having the best week, or even when we're not having the best days. Like, kicking it with y'all is still 10 times better than, you know, being mad about whatever's not happening in life. Like, that can cheer me up. It does cheer me up.
Right. We can all be chilling at a place,
exactly.
You know, with a drink, you know, or not even a drink sometimes. Exactly. Like, just hanging out, chilling. Playing a game, you know, and we'd be completely fine and content with, like, what's going on.
Exactly. Like, I don't have to smoke weed when I'm with y'all. I have friends. I knew if I was going to their house, I gotta bring some weed because right. I'm gonna get annoyed and I'm gonna, you know, the weed is going to help me release a little bit. Like, when I'm with y'all, I can go hours, if not a day, you know, and not smoke some weed.
Right. Yeah, but I was saying that too. Like, when we went to Miami, I was telling about the birthday celebration. I was like, the reason why I had a great time is because all my best friends were there. Like,
right.
We had a great time. Like, Miami is like, right. Unless you're rich as fuck,
mm-hmm.
it's not that fun. Like, it's overrated,
yeah.
I think.
You think so?
It's overrated.
Yeah, if you're not with good friends,
it's not. No. Like, well, if you're not just
good
go
friends,
with
you better have money to burn.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. And we did not, we happened to go, though, the weekend after, I think it was Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of people left after. So I feel like we came on one of the least busiest weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that it remains true. Like, if you're not out there with money or with really good people, then you're not gonna have the
Yeah, best maybe time. It was a bad time. I'm thinking about it now, but
y'all like, wasn't like I was trying to have an adventure, and y'all we did have nights where we left the whole entire group and we went on ourselves. But I still think that there was more for us to do. The one thing that I don't like is that you can't go on the beach at nighttime.
Right.
It's smart, but
yeah, like just freaking die out there. That's why.
They ain't trying to get blamed for that shit.
Hey, the goddamn Loch Ness Monster.
Hey, we told you not to go in the water.
Hey,
right. Tavin, I don't know if it's that creature.
It's like, no, fuck him. He's in there.
Right.
But yeah, like, I had a great time. Like, if it was just, like, two people. Man,
that's how I feel about New York. I was by myself. Mm-hmm. Remember how I asked y'all, could I tell a story?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
This relates to that. But I went to New York by myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was a research trip. I went out there for a purpose. And it went 50%, like, good. It, you know, it was not the best trip. But it, all in all, I left with a bad taste in my mouth. And not the quickest desire to want to go back to New York. You know, the next time I go to New York, I'll be with y'all or I'll be with my family.
Right.
Or it'll be to visit my brother. And so the story I'm going to tell is brief, but this doesn't necessarily have to do with friendship.
I thought you were going to be like, this doesn't leave the car.
It does have to do with not having your friends around and mm-hmm. the stupid shit you do. So I'm walking down Times Square, and motherfuckers, every corner is like, yo, I got CDs, I got this, I got that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I like to smoke weed, and I was not flying no weed to New York at the time. I'm like, fuck that,
mm-hmm.
it's illegal, really illegal in New York, so I'm not gonna go to jail in New York.
Right.
So I'm like, fucking, what am I gonna do? I don't got no weed, I don't got no friends, nobody to talk to. Dude comes up, yo, I got some weed if you need it. And I'm like, nah, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, what kind of weed you got, man? He's like, yo, it's some sour. Everybody, that's all they call their weed out there, is sour. Like, nigga, no, this is some weed. What are you talking about? So I'm like, all right, man, let me get $10 worth, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how they do their shit out there. And he's like, all right. And we're on fucking Times Square, and he's giving me weed. And then this fucking cop walks towards us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so he's like, come over here. And he's like, we walk around to this little bodega. It looks just like them Fatboy SSC videos. And he starts handing me the weed. And then fucking cops start coming towards us, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're finna bust us. And he just breaks off this tiny piece and hands it to me and walks away. And then I turn back to see if the cops are coming still, and the cops are gone. And then I turn back to look that way, and the dude is gone. And so I have this little, I'm talking about microscopic piece of weed. And $10 gone out of my hand.
What?
So at that point, I'm pissed. I'm like, I was fucking about to smoke. I done spent $10 already. You know what I'm saying? So I walk literally 10 steps again. And the next guy goes, yo, I got that sour. And I'm like, man, let me get $10 worth of the sour, motherfucker. I'm talking with an accent and everything at that point. He's like, yeah, all right. And so he gives me a little nice nug. I'm like, bro, come on, hook it up. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, you got to do 20 for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and so
God.
I'm like, here's 15. Hook me up. And he gave me a nice little bit. You know what I'm saying? Needless to say, I go back to my telly and smoke that shit. And that's the end of my New York trip without my friends. I got gypped for some weed. And I had to smoke by myself. Never going back to New York without my friend.
Now we know. Kid. Them big-ass states, we got to be careful.
For real.
Miami, we were smart.
I feel like if y'all was with me.
Oh, yeah, we could get like, hustled.
No, y'all would not fucking. Y'all be like, yo, no, Taj. Like, you're not finna. I probably wouldn't even did that shit if I was with you.
No, we probably would have went to do something else.
Yeah, that Miami like, shit. Should we talk about that Miami
shit? Oh, when people got hustled?
When?
Oh, my God.
The promoting shit?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
And it was just us three, right, that didn't go?
Yeah. We were the smart ones. Hey,
we, man.
We all looked at each other and it was like, y'all trying to put in for this promoting shit? Like, we all went, no.
Bro, we supposed to do everything as a group.
Yeah. And then rebuttal's like, we came out here like as a group, but we don't have to do everything together all the time as a group.
We're on vacation.
I didn't have money for that.
So who wants to tell the story?
I can tell it.
Yeah, because I just told it.
So basically, it was like one of the final nights. So us, all of us being together, me and Jorge left early because we were working at a job where...
But wasn't it the second night?
No, it was like it was the last night.
It was one of the
we were so adamant of we need to do something.
Yeah.
So basically a promoter came up to us
last night. Yeah.
Yeah, the promoter came up to us. Remember? The promoter came up to us while we were at the restaurant.
We were on the
beach.
That was a different one. So the one on the restaurant was the one we messed with.
The Cuban restaurant?
No one came out to us at the Cuban restaurant.
You were not there, Jorge.
You
missed the flight.
No, I wasn't there. Remember, I got there a whole day because when I got there, Jorge was already there.
No,
Jorge missed his flight, but he caught his flight.
I caught the next one in the morning.
Exactly.
But, okay, it was just me.
Y'all went to a restaurant.
Okay, yeah, we went to a restaurant.
There. I didn't see that.
Hold on. So there was another promoter that came up to us on the beach.
Yeah, they didn't like him. Okay. They didn't like that one.
All right.
But
so
there was
I didn't know where they met the promoter that gypped him at all.
Yeah, but the one at the restaurant they were fucking with. So they were like... You know, I'm mad. He trying to negotiate. So what we gonna do? So we get this. So we pay this much to get this. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. Just give me all your contact information. Mm-hmm. So we do. He does it. So the day's going by. I mean, the day's going by, and it's like the end of the day. And he like, the promoter calls him. He's like, yeah, you guys still want all that stuff? He's like, yeah. I think we might do it. So he comes around to all of us and he's like going around. So the promoter wants $80 from the men each and 60 from the girls. And I look at him, I'm like, I'm not doing that shit.
Right.
Everyone else is like, yeah. You know, it's me, Jorge, and Todd. We're like, nah, we're not doing that shit. The rest
and
of them's like,
the
yeah.
Too.
Right. I think we all had the money, but we're like, that's a little expensive for that.
No, I didn't want that. If I spent that, I knew I would be like, why would I spend that?
Right.
So I was thinking that. So the people who wanted to go went. And then we went on our own trip, and that's was fucking dope. Like,
mm-hmm.
for the like opportunity, like everything like that.
Yep. We went to the strip that night.
Yeah, we went to the strip and like we went to this club that was dope. Was women, everything.
The
like
Crown
we were just,
something, right?
No, the Highland.
Cleveland.
The Cleveland. Yeah. The Cleveland. Yeah.
We were there till fucking 5 or 4.
Yeah. I was like, what is this
we
place?
We met
close?
Those girls that night.
Yeah. And remember we both like got I got a number, you got a number, you
they
like
they still follow me on Instagram to this day.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. That's hella funny.
Yeah. So we were messing with them all night and it was a cool ass night.
Yeah,
like I was like, I'm enjoying this shit. Yeah, so we get back home, we like happy, like we coming in,
yeah,
everything like
night.
That. Number one sorry, Ray.
This so pissed over that.
We find out a like, there was girls staying with us, too.
Let me tell this part. Just the walk-in part.
Oh, my God.
Because my cousin, she's on the couch. My cousin came with us, too.
We're Jorge.
She's like, hey, so we really had a bad night. And, there was some throw-up and... Okay, now you can tell the rest of the story.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell that part.
Tell
I came in, right? Yeah. So I'm like, why are these people on the couch?
Right.
And they're and
we're
like,
asleep.
Yeah, and, you know, as Tasha, she was like, hey, it was a bad night. And I was like, what do you mean a bad night? And she was like, well, someone threw up. And I was like, And I was like pissed because it was like 5 a.m, right? Yeah. I'm like, so?
Yeah.
And then like you guys like, no, man, come on, come on. I'm like, oh, fuck it. All right, whatever. You know, so I go by the room and you can smell the puke from the room. And I'm like, oh, nope, nope. Give me a pillow. I'm sleeping on the floor. I'm too tired for this shit. Yeah. I don't care. Like, yeah, I'm just passing out.
You slept in where we slept at, right? I slept on the floor.
Yeah. I just said, just give me some pillows.
That was fucked up.
I was pissed though because I was like, whenever it's like a long night and you go home to like, or like where you're sleeping and you think of like, oh, that's my bed. Yeah. Like I'm sleeping in that.
You be daydreaming that shit. You be
like, it don't matter if it's a rock.
Yeah. I'm about to. Yeah.
Right. And then you don't have that, you know, cause someone else fucked up and they're sleeping in your shit.
Exactly. And they already had a bed.
If it was a med, you know, or any of the other guys, I'm like, no, fuck you. Get out. Yeah, like this is my shit. You fucked up already. Right. But like, only because it was a girl.
To get back to it, basically. So the promoter basically, like, fucked them over.
Yeah.
He promised them all, you know, all these things.
Expensive liquor.
Yeah.
But it ended up multiple being bars. Wells liquor all night, the worst kinds of alcohol that you could drink. And then he ended up not going to the
club. Yeah, they only went to one club when they were supposed to go to like four.
The limo they ordered was not the limo that they
got. So they had to walk.
Yeah.
And there was like two or three other groups, they said.
And our friend I met ended up beating the promoter up and only getting half of their money back.
Yeah. So
how many people was that? Let's do the math real quick.
It was a lot though.
1, 2, 3, 4 What was that? 5.
AP, Ahmed,
Kylo,
Kamiko, Lexus,
Ezekiel,
Zeke.
By the way, like all these people
that's
that came.
8 people. That's not. Is that it? All of them?
No, it was that other girl too.
Oh, Marissa.
Yeah, yeah. And then other girl.
Miss Betty, what were we calling
her? Yeah.
I remember that.
That's 10.
And Miss Betty. So, yeah.
10 times 80. That's $800. Give or take a few dollars for the girls, you know what I'm saying? That's $700 and something.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And they only got half. And I don't even believe they got half that money back. I don't believe it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Ahmed was heated, though.
Yeah, he was. And then he always feels bad after he does something like beat somebody up. No, bro, but I feel bad, man. And that was the perfect example.
I just wanted my money back, bro.
Man, when it was better just to have your friend's company and to go do something, we didn't have to fucking turn all the way up.
Get like trying to do cool things with like your friends to like say all that, but there's times when it's like it's not worth it to spend that much money when you could have went with us and we could have all had a great time at that place,
and we really did. And it wasn't like we were doing shit that we normally do out here. You know what I mean? We were on the strip. What do you call that? Beach, South
Venice.
Yeah. South Beach. No, we're on South Beach.
Venice is California.
Yeah. But we were out there, you know what I'm saying? And side note, me and Kylo, one night, we left all of y'all somehow. I don't know how. We were both drunk. We went to this restaurant right off the beach, and it was a bar, but they had a restaurant thing attached to it.
They had that on, like, the whole strip.
Oh, my God. But it was, like, 2 a.m, we thought most of them were closed.
Oh, I remember you did that.
Bruh, that food was so good. And this was when I was still eating meat. So me and him both got these chicken tenders and they were huge. And man, it was just fire.
Yeah.
But yeah. We had a good time.
Circling back to like this whole thing, because we kind of went on this huge tangent about everything. But we got a good group of friends.
Yeah,
good core, good foundation.
We've hit that point where we know like those fake friends, and we can kind of spot them now from a distance. You know, every now and then they might sneak in, but we kind of just cut that off before it becomes too much of a problem.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But everyone needs like that one friend that's always there for them.
You know?
Two friends is great. Three, four, five, like
you're
that's
really blessed.
Count your blessings on that for sure. You know, but just to know that
the friend, your best friends that you have in elementary school, just because they're not your friends now, it doesn't mean that they weren't great friends.
Right. At that point in time.
Yeah, circumstances come up, you know, either they have to move away like you had to do, you know, or like you guys just pursue different interests. Like one of my best friends, I went to his wedding, you know, I flew back for that. He lives in Hawaii now, you know, with his wife. And, you know, I may never see him again. I may do, you know, but we still like check in on each other every now and then, you know, through messaging or like, you know, seeing like another picture that reminded us of something that we did in the past, you know, like he's, I still consider him a best friend. You know, if he called me up and he's like, hey, I'm in Colorado, you know, I'm in a bind. Can you help me out? I'm like, yeah. Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
You know, we're always going to have those type of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have a friend like that, Kiwan?
Where?
That you don't really hang out with anymore, but you keep in touch with?
That is tough. Who do I used to fuck with? Not really. I can't. I have someone, but I can't think of them right now.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I have two.
Oh, yeah. I know a couple of his.
Yeah, I have a lot. And that was my problem. Like, I thought I could blend all of my friends. Like, I'm the type, I want to have a party with every best friend I've ever, or every friend I've had there in attendance. And motherfuckers do not like each other. Like,
you my friend. Right. You like me. Everybody, you guys could be friends.
Let's have a me party. Right?
But I mean, like, everyone's got that. Like, I got friends that, like, I play softball with, you know, that I might not necessarily.
We ain't fucking with softball at all.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I might, like, they might pop up every now and then, but it's not something where, like, I'm hitting them up saying, yeah, come through, like, all the time. Like, if I kick it with them, I kick it with them, like, doing something else. You know, if I kick it with you guys, I'm doing with you guys something else, you know. But as far as it goes to, like, core group of friends, like, I would definitely hit you guys up before I hit them up, you know, talking about whatever it may be.
Same. Like, and it's crazy because I never would think that. But, like, y'all, I'll allow y'all in parts of my life or, like, my house, like, that I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't necessarily let some people who were back then because, you know, just where it's come. And not because they're bad people or anything more than what you said just a second ago. Like, our lives just went in different directions.
Yeah.
And that really put things in perspective, too, because oftentimes you're like, why? You know, and it's nothing more than just you get older, you know.
Right. Right, and I feel like people kind of forget that from time to time, you know. It's like, how come they don't fuck with me no more? It's like, oh, man, I used to fuck with you all the time in high school. It's like, it's not like that, you know. Right. Like, just because we're best friends, you know, if Kiwan went to pursue, you know, basketball his whole life, like, I can't be there every step of the way for him. Fact. And he's going to make friends that are pursuing that with him, you know. So, of course, he's going to be probably closer to those people at that point, you know. But that doesn't change, like, our friendship, you know, unless he decides to change it or I decide to change it.
Right.
You know, that, if I'm still like, yeah, Kiwan's like my dog, like, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, give me, like, come to me, like, I got Kiwan's number and everything. Yeah. Like, no, like, Kiwan's my dog. Like, he's doing his friendship. Like, I'm doing my friendship. You know, we're doing our own separate things. Like, we're
and
still
it shows
friends.
With us, even, because we've become closer in the fact that we're all like-minded in the media aspect. We like things like this, you know, podcasts and doing videos and wanting to
photography, everything else in between. Yeah,
exactly. And we actually want to see something come out of it, like not just talk about it. And that's where I think we've gotten stronger in our bond.
Right, but that doesn't mean like my friends in softball, like, you know,
right.
Or I'm gonna like disregard them.
Kylo, you know, we're not closer because they don't have interest like we do to see this go somewhere.
Exactly.
It's just what it is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's all your different paths that, like, you know.
I had to tell myself that about Max because, sorry. But I told y'all this is going to be called Name Dropper this episode. But, yeah, my homie.
We're hitting 30 names now.
Who,
if you're keeping track at home.
That's another fool in our group. And he still comes around every now and then when he's in town or when we all went to go visit him.
He sent that weird video to the group. I'm like, what is this?
He got all butthurt when I was joking, talking about it's not okay to send videos this late. And he's like, something, how does it feel to be a bitch or something?
Right. I'm like, whoa.
And I was like, hold up. And then at first I joked a little back, like, I'm calling the police next time. And then I kind of started getting pissed. I'm like,
and he said the picture back flipping off the screen.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I was like, I guarantee on everything that I love, that's what I said. Everything in all caps, you will not say that to my face. And then he's like, then he puts a little emoji with the Kanye shrug, like, exactly. I don't give a fuck about the Pope to the least. But you my homie, Max, and I love you.
But I'll beat your ass the next time I see you.
Facts.
With love, though. But.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a big hug after. Because I love you.
Oh, God. You all right, so we're wrapping this up.
We're best friends, like,
literal hell. Literal hell. Please kill me now.
Hey.
Did you guys watch Barney?
We did. Yeah, I did.
Oh, I hated that show growing up.
Because you're an 80s kid.
I'm not an 80s kid. I was 90s. I'm more 90s than you.
What year were you born?
89.
Exactly.
I grew up in the 90s. What year were you born?
91.
Exactly.
I was
91. 91. To the 91. To the 2000.
91 Shelby Drive. Look at I'm joking.
Hell yeah.
All right. So, yeah. On that note, like, just trust your friends now. And if they're not fucking with you that much, like, find some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your life isn't, you know, in a circle where you're only supposed to be friends with people that you can see all the time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need to branch out. That's like, true. For me, like, it took moving a whole state over just to find really good friends, you know, mm-hmm. that had my back more than the friends at that time did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to say they're any worse, you mm-hmm. know, but it's just where I was in life, I needed something different.
Yeah.
You know?
And this world is huge. Like, there's a lot for us to experience. And sometimes we allow our friendships to hold us back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because there's still so much more to get to experience. Like, even... And I know we're wrapping up. I just... like, when I see you guys out there interacting with other people that aren't in our circle, it really gives me joy, because I'm like, man, we all touch people's lives and make their lives better, not just each other. That's all I'm
right.
saying.
7 billion people in the world, you shouldn't be hung up on one or two people.
Right.
Right? Like, you haven't even met an eighth of, like, a 50th of, like, everyone in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at most, you've met, I mean, even if you count just your friends on Facebook or whatever social media, at most, you have, what, 300, 400 friends, like the top people, they have 2 million, mm-hmm. right? Like 5 million, like nobody's has a billion yet,
right?
Right?
Nope.
Nobody's That's even true. Met a billion people. Like nobody, there's always going to be people that you've never met, people that you never know. Yeah. How many times do you watch YouTube Rewind, right. you know, and you're like, who's this artist? You know, and they have like thousands upon thousands of followers, mm-hmm. you know, and you're like, I've never seen one of their videos at all.
That's
like
true.
You might meet that person might be your best friend. You know, but you won't know if you keep living in that circle with those group of friends all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they might be your best friends right now, but 5 years from now, are they still going to be your best friends? 10 years from now, when you're trying to do different stuff, when you're trying to grow as a person,
mm-hmm.
like, you got to meet different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 2019, more chum upon your head time. So watch how you
speak. Speak of my name, you know.
You feel me?
Okay, we done here. All
right.
We done.
We're wrapping up. All the content that we got coming.
All of it.
Coming.
There's a bunch of content. We got pictures. We got skits.
Can
we,
give movies. Our social media?
Yeah, plug we in, did it. Plug in everything time. You want to do.
All I want to do is
zoom, my zoom, Instagram zoom, and my boom, boom. Just shake you.
Hey, okay, I like that. But, all I want to give is my Instagram, because you guys can find out all the other ones from that. It's at Taj Markel, TajMarquel. And, yeah, follow me or come see what's happening.
Just in case y'all forgot.
Thanks for having follow me, fellas.
At Kiweezy Taught You Well, KEWEEZY. TAUGHTWELL.
follow your boy. You know what I'm saying?
Did you really just pause so they can be like, hold up, let me find the next
letter? He had to remember how to spell. Yeah, exactly. All
right, and then follow me.
He flipped it right. And follow my nigga Jorge.
And then follow me at Anti-Sniper Kuma. AntiSniperKuma. All right? We got video game content coming out. We got more podcasts coming out. Mm-hmm. We got pictures coming out almost on the daily.
Photography.
We got skits coming out. Yeah. We got a mini movie coming out.
Yeah.
Mini Shows. Movie, a show.
Yeah.
Like, we're dipping into everything media.
Y'all don't fucked up. Y'all don't woke up a monster, nigga. Hey,
like, it's trademarked, but look out for the Melanin Brigade, because that's what we go by.
That's why it's called MB Cart. We call it MP Carcast.
Okay.
So we got a Facebook already, if you guys didn't know. Go follow that, Melanin Brigade. And then we got an Instagram, which I think it's Melanin Brigade TV.
Yep.
So coming. Yeah, there's a bunch of content coming out.
Yeah.
We started this all last year, and we just fucked it up. And we didn't do shit with it. We just didn't work. But this year, like... We got the ball rolling. Like, we're slowly pushing.
We ain't got shit to lose.
Y'all hear us right
lose?
Now through the speaker. That means we doing it.
I don't give a fuck if y'all hear this 2 years later. Y'all gonna know the journey.
2 years later. They only put out 3 podcasts. What's wrong?
I'm just saying, y'all gonna respect us.
No, but it is something that's gonna be more notable in the future. Like, there's gonna be a bunch of stuff coming out, and it's all gonna point back to, like, this core group of friends. Yeah. You know, and what we push out, you know, so when we say, like, these people are going to come on, like, you know, Taj came on. We said this, you know, in the first episode and second episode, you know, Akilah's going to come on at some point, you know, Ahmed's going to come on at some point. Yep. You'll hear other people also, you know, that we might bring in, but just know that this core group of friends, you know, is
always welcome.
Yeah.
So on that note, I think we're good.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Yeah.
Y'all out there, appreciate y'all's friends, and don't be scared to make new ones.
Hey, let's get it.
And don't forget to tip your bartenders.